Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Kaufman Daffer is with us, retired FBI special agent, Hidden Killers Daily contributor, talking about Rex Heuermann and some of the latest developments there. The swab is going to be done. They're going to go from the mitochondrial to the actual swab of his cheek. They were trying to fight it for a little while. What's your thoughts on what we're going to be finding out here? Is this going to lead us to far more information when this thing gets put into the databases and such of matching?
Well, whenever his DNA hits CODIS, it will be a good day, because no matter what, it's either going to exclude him or include him in terms of being a part of various crimes that are unsolved. And I think all of us are waiting for that day. We have all those other victims that DNA is being extracted from. You know, we have the recent identification made. There's three others that they will be identifying, I have no doubt, in the future. And then, of course, the others that we already know their IDs. And not to mention, you know, people in South Carolina, people in Las Vegas, people in other parts of New York, people in Atlantic City. I mean, all of these comparisons need to be made to him, because I think for the most part, he's accused, but it would seem we have a real serial killer on our hands that went dormant for about 10 years, and we need to find out if he really went dormant.
How likely is it that he is behind more of the murders, more of the bodies that have been found on Gilgo Beach, considering they've been found in various states, some dismembered, the ones that he's accused of? Very similar in terms of pattern of behavior. The burlap sack over them, that's obviously where they found the hair of himself and his wife on those specific victims. There's obviously a lot more bodies that have been found on Gilgo Beach over the years, but not all of them fitting the pattern of what we are learning or allegedly learning possibly about Rex Heuermann, if he is indeed the killer. What's the odds that he changed up his way of killing and that it wasn't all burlap sacks and intact bodies? Is it very common for a serial killer to evolve over time in the way he leaves his victims?
Well, when you consider that the number one reason that killers dismember their bodies is so the bodies won't be found and that they won't be intact, to further convolute the crime and the discovery as well as solving it. So when you look at that reason behind dismembering and you compare it to why he used the burlap sacks in the Gilgo 3/4, he's not been charged in 4, but suspected, it makes sense. You know, maybe he realized if indeed he committed those murders, I don't need to dismember. Dismembering takes so much time, energy, resources. It's difficult. And so maybe he realized, you know what, I don't need to go to these great lengths. This is my dumping ground. Let me, you know, progressively try other strategies to conceal these bodies, which worked very effectively, what he went to. We don't know if he was responsible for any of these, but certainly the fact that it's the same dumping area. If not, we're looking at possible another serial killer that was out there using the same area. So what is the likelihood of that? I don't know. The fact we have a child, too, is interesting. Mm-hmm. What if the child, though, had some relation to one of the victims from the standpoint of was there when the victim was victimized, and that's why the child was taken? So, you know, we have a male, but the male mm-hmm. was reportedly transdressing. Mm-hmm. So when you look at these factors, did it still fit into Rex Heuermann's, you know, person that he preferred to victimize?
Yeah. That's what I wonder about. Are all of these truly Rex? I mean, it'd be easy and we'd all love to be like, look, we got the guy that did all of these. But I don't know. I mean, I guess one of the things you'd have to look at is statistics of how frequently are they finding bodies on this beach? How frequently are they finding bodies on any beach in that general area? And what are the states of those bodies? I'm wondering if that was the only place that he was dumping bodies as well. And be very curious to find out in other states exactly what state some of those bodies have been in. Are you aware of any of the other missing persons cases in any of the other states that we know he was active in business-wise or personal-wise as being similar to that of the burlap sacks over the heads or anything of that nature that would be more of a signature to him?
No, not yet. But what I do know is that they were able to do at least mitochondrial comparison to other known cases. So even though they didn't put him in CODIS, that did not stop them from comparing on a case-by-case basis cases in other states that those law enforcement officials thought might be similar in terms of modus operandi. So I think it's interesting we have not heard about any connection to those, because I believe, I know the chief specifically said it didn't preclude them from looking on a case-to-case basis. So we haven't heard a sound about those comparisons, but we didn't hear a sound about Gilgo until they were ready to come forward.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.